Hey guys, so it's been a very long time since I've made an episode, but I am back and I definitely want to touch up on a subject that I feel like is very important. It's important because it's important to check up on our friends, see how we're doing, you know, mentally and physically, emotionally. As humans, we all just go through so much. And there's only so much someone can take when they're on their own or when they're alone or feel alone, you know what I mean? And that feeling of loneliness is something I would never want anyone to feel, not even on my worst enemy. Like, the feeling of loneliness, it sucks. So, in hopes of me, hold on. So I take care of my sister's dog and my puppy, and when they don't get it their way and want to be together, the other one starts crying because he wants to be with my puppy, vice versa. It's annoying. Anyways, so back to what I was saying. That feeling of loneliness I wouldn't want on anyone. So if I can at least be that person to make you feel less lonely, or have someone else be that person that, let's say you're reaching out to someone and you're making them feel more wholesome because you're reaching out to them, you're seeing how they're doing, you're actually invested and you care for them. And this is not just because, you know, you want to be a good person. It's because, like, you actually care, you know, like, this is a genuine move. And so this is basically going to be about just checking up on your friends, being there for your friends. And this is why I can't pair them together, because they make noise. Guys, come on. Come here. Come. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Okay, perfect. So, yeah. I mean, I guess the first point I'm going to touch on is, how everyone in life just goes through they go through the motions. So a lot of people deal with depression, anxiety, you know, all these, like, mental health situations, and it sucks, you know, especially when you don't have someone you might feel like you can't 100% trust, who's there for you, right? Like, a lot of these questions kind of just, like, linger in your mind. But it's so important to just know that there's always a positive light at the end of... I mean, not even at the end. There's always a positive light at the end of a situation. But more so, no matter how hard something may look, or no matter how difficult, like, your situation is, or whatever you're kind of running into, it's important to note that things do get better. And, like, we've all experienced this, right? We feel, like, stuck and, like, oh my god, why is this happening to me? But then in the end, right, you get through it and you keep going. Life keeps going. Time doesn't stop. It keeps moving. And so that's how you kind of have to approach situations too. And I'm not saying do it, but that's just coming from me to you, and I feel like that would definitely help. So touching on that, everyone just kind of going through the motions, and we all go through stuff, seeing the positive in almost everything that happens, super important. But, you know, putting us aside, how do we make others feel appreciated? How do we make others feel welcomed? And how do we make them feel important, right? I think that's something that a lot of people, you know, for me, I'm actually, like, a genuine type of person. I like to know how people are doing, because I know myself, and, you know, there's sometimes I can be going through my own stuff, but I like to help others. It's in me. It's built inside me. And, like, this is why I'm even speaking about this now, because I want to be that person that maybe you're having a bad day, but because of me and because of maybe what I said, it made you think differently, and now you're thinking differently, and now you're going to move a little different. Now you're going to move a little different because you actually were inspired a little. You were motivated, and it made you just look at life a little different and in a positive way. Like, you can handle it, you know, and you can handle it. So that's just how I like to live my life. And so if I can do that, you know, it would be so beautiful if others can do that also. And it's not just, to be a good human. No, it's because it literally takes one person to make someone's day. And you don't even know if that's the last day they even wanted to be on this earth. You know what I mean? So I think just checking up on our loved ones, you know, checking up on our friends, checking up on family, on our cousins, on our brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, checking up on your parents. Your own parents might be going through stuff that you don't even know. You know, checking in and actually having those deep conversations, that is literally what helps others. You know what I mean? And in a way, it can help you too. It helps you too, because sometimes you realize that you might be, I'm not trying to belittle anyone's situation, but sometimes when you hear somebody's story and what they go through, it almost makes you feel like, yo, I'm stressing about this little thing. Like, I should be fucking grateful. I should be grateful because look at what this person is going through. You know what I mean? Like, in a way, it makes you kind of be grateful. It kind of humbles you, you know, because some people have it so, so fucking hard. And we might be stressing about something very small that we might feel like is the biggest thing, but in the grand scheme of things, it's actually not, you know? And it's not to belittle what you're going through, but it's, you know, it's real. It happens. And so it's happened to me a lot of times too. So yeah, I feel like just checking up on our loved ones is so important, because literally mental health is so, so real. It's how we lose a lot of fucking good people in this world, you know? And it's fucking sad. It needs to be addressed more often on how to either be present, how to check up on people, or not even that. It's just like, who's around this person to have these like meaningful connections and conversations with? Like, who's there for them, you know? And like, sometimes people don't have anybody at all. And so that's why I'm saying, like, it's just important to just check up. And it's not even just loved ones, it's people in general, you know? Like, I don't care if you're a complete stranger to me, like, I'm always going to approach nicely, but I also want to know that you're okay, you know what I mean? Like, and you can always tell when someone isn't really feeling right, or you can read energy, you know? I mean, at least for me, I can. So it's kind of easy to pick up on things when others aren't doing so well. And, you know, I think it's just the right thing to just check up on people and make sure they're okay, you know, because it's literally hard to go through stuff alone and then have nobody to hear you out, or no one to give you advice, or no one to give you, you know, that guidance. It becomes difficult and almost kind of draining for someone. So yeah, I think if we could just be there for others more often, we make the world a better place as a whole, you know? So that's something I wanted to just reinforce, because there's so many people we're like losing, and I know people who have lost best friends because of that, you know, due to suicide, because they feel like they have no one, they feel alone, or they feel so depressed and so lost, so unheard. And it's not always the case, you know? There are people who can hear you out. There are people that can listen to you. And there's people who can support you and not, let's say, how like... Now, what you think is a big deal could be a big deal, you know? What if you're making it a big deal? Because that's just your mind. It's just racing. It's making you think all these things. But in reality, it's not a bad situation, you know? And if we're just there to support others who are going through it, if we're there to give that encouragement and we're there to push them to their best of their abilities, that there is something so wholesome and so beautiful that if everyone could do that for each other, you know, we would have less, like, people, you know, down in the dumps, kind of. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So, yeah. All in all, be kind, be real, be honest, be supportive. Sorry, that was one of the dogs. But be supportive to those who are around you, and be kind. I think that's kind of where I'm getting at. And I hope I made sense, and I hope I touched somebody's heart. I hope I touched your mind in a way, because I do think that with love, with peace, we can dominate this world. And so, yeah, that is all. Have a blessed day, guys.